This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. For a time, Glenn David Andrews was one of the musicians you just had to see perform if you visited New Orleans. The singer and trombonist song known as Roll With Me was a staple among brass bands. You'd see him playing his horn at funerals and second-line parades or leading a rotating crew of musicians at local clubs. After a few unhinged gigs and a lengthening rap sheet over scrapes with the law and drug and alcohol offenses, it looked like Glenn David Andrews was running out of road. Like his storm-ravaged city, he needed help. Glenn found a route to recovery in rehab. It is in that music that he is finding redemption.
Daddy's on the corner, shooting dice. Mama's in the kitchen, making beans and rice. Walk through the river, swim through the flood. Took a feather from a bald head, eagle jumped back, woo! Drink panther blood. Life is like a mockery.
That's the song From New York to NOLA from the album Redemption. And Glenn David Andrews joins us to talk more about the new album and his new road. Glenn David Andrews, a pleasure to speak with you.
Good morning, sweetheart. How you feeling?
I'm feeling just great. Really happy to talk to you. You grew up in Tremaine, and this is the neighborhood that is kind of a crucible for New Orleans music and that inspired the HBO series called Tremaine. Do you remember first hearing or thinking or seeing music and thinking, that's what I want to do?
I remember watching Olympia Brass Band early as 4 years old, and I knew that I would be a part of the Olympia Brass Band, and I grew up. It was in 1997 when I officially joined the Olympia Brass Band, and that's still one of the oldest brass bands in New Orleans. I watched the original Tuxedo Jazz Band, which is the oldest institution in jazz. And I grew up to be a member of that band, so I've always wanted to be a musician, and I've been lucky enough to only have had one small job in my life. Other than that, I've only played music and traveled, so I knew this is what I was supposed to do.
But tell us a little bit about what got you to Redemption. It sounds like you were sinking downward at the same time that New Orleans, after Katrina, after the flood, was trying to rise out of the muddy water. What got you to rehab?
D-R-U-G-S. Drugs. Well, it gets most people to rehab.
Well, but you've been doing drugs for a while and been coping with it. Why finally decide that it's time?
Well, you know, we all go through stuff, and at one point you get an opportunity to be able to really look at yourself and decide if you want to be something better than what you are. I never thought I was a bad person. I did a lot of very great, successful things in the midst of an addiction, but it gets to a point where you have to put the brakes on. And right now, I think I'm creating the best music I've ever done in my life. I'm more happier than I've ever been in a long time. So it was more than just a bunch of reasons. You know, when you're dealing with addiction, you're dealing with a lot of selfishness. You're becoming real selfish. And you're not looking at the impact that it has on your mother, your sister, your brother, your nieces, your nephews. And today I'm a better son. I always was a cool uncle, but I'm way cooler as an uncle now. My brother and Rebirth Brass Band, we have a great relationship. Me and my sister are best friends. And I'm single and happy. And right now, I wouldn't trade that for all the silver and gold in the world.
You're also a born showman. You know, I've seen you play in small clubs, and also our senior producer saw you at Jazz Fest, put on an amazing show. That requires a kind of bravado, and I think recovery requires a kind of humility. It can't be an easy place, New Orleans, on stage to be sober.
It's never an easy place, but it's an everyday struggle. I'm not perfect by a long shot. I won't sit here and act like I am perfect, but I do understand that where I was at almost two and a half years ago is not where I ever want to be again in my life. But like any other addict or any other person that deals with recovery, it's called one day at a time. And that's the only way I figure that I can deal with it. I don't really know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know just for the day and just for right now, I'm happy, I'm sober, and I'm going to the bodega and buy tennis after this. So I don't really have much to complain about. Just one day at a time. And I didn't get here by myself. It was a real host of people that really loved me for who I am, not what I am.
Well, let's hear a little bit more from Redemption. This is the song Surrender that has some of that language of recovery in it.
Every morning when I wake up, I surrender all of my fears, all my trials, tribulations. Higher power, take them away. As the day goes long, everything seems to go wrong. Surrender, and the battle's not yours. The fight's already been won. Yes, it has. Surrender. Carry the weight. Don't ever lose the faith. No.
We're listening to the song Surrender. It's from the new CD Redemption by the New Orleans musician and bandleader Glenn David Andrews, who's our guest. Now, it's hard to explain to a New Hampshire audience what a New Orleans kind of free-form show sounds like, looks like. I've seen you get up on tables, walk around with the crowd. What is it about interacting with the crowd that makes a difference for you as a performer?
Well, I have ADD and I can't keep still. No, I feel the music. I just got to be honest with you. There's 4 or 5 times a week I perform, and there's 2 times a week, besides like right now doing an interview, when I really get to live my dream. And my dream is up on that stage with those lights shining on me. And for 3 hours, I get to pretend that I'm Louis Armstrong in 2014.
Than all of the silver and gold.
And I get to imagine that I'm a happy person, which I am, and I'm grateful to do what I'm doing. For those 3-4 hours, I might jump, I might shout, I might clap, because that's what I feel. I'm not doing that just so people can say, oh, wow, he got up on tables. You know, I'm 6'4". I got to be careful getting up on tables with that's wet. Crowd surfing at 200 pounds ain't easy, but when you feel it, you feel it, man, and I feel the music. It's like, I just enjoy what I do.
Well, you, besides carrying on in the tradition of Louis Armstrong, also Mahalia Jackson, even on this very record, you pick up from one of her songs, Didn't It Rain? Let's hear a bit from that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it rained 40 days, 40 nights without stopping. Noah was glad when the rain stopped dropping. Knocked on the window, knocked at the door. Cried, Brother Noah, take some more. Noah cried, Noah, full of sin. God's got the key, can't get in. But just listen, how it's raining. Well, listen, how it's raining. All day, all night. Just listen, how it's raining. Some morning.
That's Glenn David Andrews singing in his very own way one of the traditional songs of Mahalia Jackson, the gospel great from New Orleans. You know, Glenn, I noticed that you're not playing trombone, which is one of the things you became known for on all the tracks, and in fact, very few of them. So is this a decision for you to be a singer first, to go in another direction?
I'm a 100% entertainer. You actually hit it right. I enjoy playing the horn. I actually play it a lot more now, but it's something, you know, I've got 20 years of playing the trombone. I just want to sing, and I want to entertain, and I want to play it when I feel it. I don't want to be pressured to play it.
I think listening to this record, a lot of us get reminded of this idea of, like, coming through the storm. I mean, I remember hearing this expression once, like, religious people are afraid of hell, but spiritual people have already been there. So you're carrying on in some kind of spirit. You kind of been through hell, and I wonder, if you hadn't, would you have made this record? Or what kind of record would you be making?
You know, the reality of that question is, if you don't get yourself together, you're not going to do really. You're not going to be successful in life. You know, the only thing to that is an Amy Winehouse ending. People like that, that's really talented, that never get it. You know, the Michael Jackson endings, the overdoses, the dying. That's the reality of that. No, I don't have time to sit around and pretend like that's not the reality of what would have happened. And in life, you have to go through your own personal storms. And my storms is not over. Right now, I'm just going through a good season. Maybe in a few years from now, I might have financial trouble. I might have health trouble. But when you're surrounded by people that love you and you really know, reach out and say, I need help, there's not really much you can't overcome. Like, I really believe that.
Glenn David Andrews, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Anytime, and hopefully we get to hang out in New Orleans. I could take you by Kermit and get some barbecue.
All right, I'm signing up for it now. Musician and band leader Glenn David Andrews. You can listen to a few tracks from his new CD, Redemption, and read some of the glowing reviews, including from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Those links are at wordofmouthradio.org.